Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, Deeper Truth presents Freedom Is Not Free. We look at politics from every conceivable angle.
The one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear was a Methodist.
This freewheeling discussion highlights the accomplishments of many who are working to save America.
The guy on his rear said, oh dear.
Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, and his team host this fast-moving review, along with guest commentator Kansas Representative Bill Sutton, provide thoughtful analysis of where America stands, whether in the crossroads or the crosshairs. To join the conversation, call 646-595-2071, 646-595-2071, and remember, freedom is not free.
And the guy in the rear burned his driver's license.
Our founding fathers here in this country brought about the only true revolution that has ever taken place in man's history. Every other revolution simply exchanged one set of rulers for another set of rulers. But only here did that little band of men so advanced beyond their time that the world has never seen their like since evolve the idea that you and I have within ourselves the God-given right and the ability to determine our own destiny. But freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. The only way they can inherit the freedom we have known is if we fight for it, protect it, defend it, and then hand it to them with the well-taught lessons of how they in their lifetime must do the same. And if you and I don't do this, then you and I may well spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it once was like in America when men were free. Thank you.
America is at a crossroads. Freedom is not free. That's the patriotic program heard on most of these Deeper Truth stations every Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, along with his team and special guest commentator Kansas Representative Bill Sutton, tell us what is at stake in this all-important election. To hear this thought-provoking analysis, pick up your phone and dial 646-595-2071. That's 646-595-2071. It could be the most important call of your life.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. I am Donald Hartley, known as the Catholic Defender. And before I bring Representative Sutton on, I just got him here. I just got something here I just thought I'd mention here. President Trump says he's more angry and more committed to White House bid as he breaks his campaign trail hiatus. And here's something that I thought was interesting. Trump takes aim at DeSantis in first major campaign swing, says he's trying to rewrite history on his COVID-19 record. And the reason I brought that up is because I got a call from the Republicans who wanted to see if I would support DeSantis for president. And I said, well, I'm supporting President Trump. And I said, if I do support that DeSantis could run for president in 2028. And they weren't really exactly excited about that idea. And I said, if DeSantis is involved in this ticket at all, he should be maybe as a VP. So that was just my thought. But since they called me, and I told them I am definitely supporting President Trump. And so with that on the line, I thought, Representative Sutton, what do you think about that or anything?
Well, I think from the poll numbers I'm seeing, you're not alone. Looks like in the – obviously this is very, very, very early, very preliminary. But right now in the Republican primary for 24, I think President Trump has a double-digit lead over everyone. maybe double-digit lead over everyone else combined. I'm not positive on that one. I'd have to go back and check it. But it was a significant lead.
Outstanding. That was just – I was kind of out of the blue. They called me, and so I told them how I felt. Now, also, did you happen to notice or see about the – where these five police officers had killed an individual? They're in jail right now, as I understand.
Yeah. In Memphis, right? And,
I believe it was.
Close to your neck of the woods.
Let me get Doc. Doc, have you heard anything about this?
Just what I saw on the news, they were all the same race, so, you know, and people are throwing riots. That's all I heard. I don't really watch the news. While I'm channel surfing, I'll catch it. I heard a young man died. Police were involved. They got blamed. Apparently there was a helicopter that videotaped the whole thing, and they apparently overstepped their authority. And if that's true, they should, the hammer should fall. I'll tell you what, I have nothing but the utmost respect for the police and even more for the sheriff. In my opinion, the sheriff is the real law. But, you know, and I tell them there's more behind you than you know. I can guarantee you that. But I hold them to a higher standard. You know, you can do your job without all that excessive stuff. And one thing about the police, I worked with police for 35 years as a paramedic on all levels of EMS, from just street medic to TAC medic. And I'm going to tell you, they have a very hard job. They see us at our ugliest day in and day out. There should be, you want to, you know, correct a lot of the problems with the police. They need an outlet. They need that. You need to rotate them out. They need a change of venue, because you can only look at ugliness so much without it wearing on yourself, without you becoming infected by it. So, you know, pray for our police. They need our
Amen.
Support more than you could possibly imagine. Anyway, before we get into anything, I want to give a shout out to a man named Jeffrey Good. His number is 615-492-0043. He will come and help you if you're broke down on the side of the road. He does roadside assistance. I was broke down today. Tire was shredded all to hell, and this man showed up. I couldn't get the tire off. We got it jacked up, could not get it off no matter what we did. This man showed up, boom, it was off within seconds. Have a nice day. He's a hero. So I hope he's listening. I told him about the show. Jeffrey, thank you very much. There you go. And on the I love our intro, by the way. That Ronald Reagan speech was spot on, and I think it should be T&D all the way to the White House.
Did you say, Doc, T&D. that was BR 549? That was on Hee Haw.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
No.
It was a
BR 549. That was 615.
You heard that, haven't you?
492-0043.
No, it's 549. BR 549 was Hee Haw. And
you,
so, wow. I was
BR
like.
Come down to Junior Samples Used Cars. BR.
Yeah, that's it. You got it. Now, how you doing there, Mike?
Well, I'm doing fantastic.
Well, I was just really surprised about the whole thing about getting a call for DeSantis as for president. And I said, no. I would support him in 2028, but I'm supporting Trump for 2024. And I had promised President Trump to go, and I've gone 800 miles on foot that I called my flag detail. In my right hand, I had the Trump flag, make America great again, 2024, and also the Old Glory. And on my left hand, I had St. Michael the Archangel, and what a great companion to have out there on the road, because it was almost 5 miles a day I was doing every day for several months. And then also the Kansas City Chiefs flag. So we got a big game tomorrow. So are you? And we got area code.
Kansas City Chiefs flag. What do you got that for?
Well, because I'm very close to Kansas City, man. We're Kansas City Chiefs fans, and we play Cincinnati tomorrow for the AFC Championship. And we got area code 850. Tell us your first name and where you're calling from, if you would. Welcome to Deeper Truth.
Hey, my name is Fink, and I'm calling you from upstate New York. I know it's a Florida area.
Oh, upstate New York.
Upstate New York. So, first off, I'm going to vote for Trump, too, in 24, unless somebody better comes along. But I don't think anyone ever is going to be better than Trump. I don't think anyone's going to try to risk doing things like how Trump is risking, how much of a risk taker Trump is. Anyway, I wanted to talk about the whole Tyre Nichols thing about the police brutality. And I think that people need to start looking into the caffeine that these police officers are taking. I think it's starting to show. I don't think that the police officers are beating people and killing people because of racism. I don't think that, and you shouldn't look at these killings and beatings because of racism. When you do, you overlook other facts, which is like the drugs that I think. I think police officers are taking too much coffee. It's not just coffee. It's like Red Bull, Monster Energy drinks. These caffeine drugs are affecting them and making them behave like this. And I think people should
start... You're 100% right.
Yes, yeah, thank you.
You're 100% right. No, I was a paramedic for 35 years. I lived on caffeine. It does affect you. And you add in all the ugliness that they experience every day. Like I said, they see us at our worst all the time. That's the only time they come around when bad stuff's going on. You know, can you imagine a job where you go to work knowing you're going to see death, destruction, violence, hate, bigotry all day long? You're going to see that. That's your day. And you're going to be shot at, spit at, tried to stab. I mean, how do you go through that and come out, you know, nice, come out on stage? They need, you're right, their diet is pathetic. You know, you live in your car, you live in your vehicle, you eat junk, and you drink that poison. You are 100% spot on that.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Bill? Bill, what do you think about this so far?
You know, I don't know, to tell you the truth. I'd love to see some more studies regarding how they affect your long-term behavior, particularly for people who are in high-stress environments on a routine basis.
Burnout.
I think that could be really, really enlightening, and I've never seen anything on it. I'm kind of an energy drink fan myself.
Like I said, give me a call.
So, I'm kind of an energy drink fan myself, and I've never lashed out and killed anyone yet. But you never know; it could be happening any time now.
When I was in Iraq. One of the things that they wanted us to study was the effect that rollovers had with these energy drinks, if there was a connection. So it is interesting. So from a military perspective, at least somebody was asking questions about it. So go ahead there, Doc.
Well, no, it's cumulative. It's not just one thing. You got to figure these guys work sometimes 12 hours a day, 5 days a week. They are surrounded by ugliness half of their life. That's it. And some of them work overtime, and then they work security. And, you know, they're surrounded. All they see is this ugliness. They're eating garbage. They're drinking garbage. It weighs – the body can only take so much. You know, one of the classes I taught was geriatric emergency medicine. And one of the big groups or one of the big sections on that class was caregiver burnout. There were a lot of times I'd go into an emergency scene, and, yeah, we had the patient. We were doing our thing with our patient. But the caregiver was as much the patient as the one we went there for. They were done. They needed a break. They were, you know, you couldn't, they weren't capable of taking care of anybody else. It becomes a psych issue at that point. They needed a break. And police don't get that. They don't get that. That's not put into the budget that they get that downtime. They get the rotations of different sections where they're not faced with the same ugliness over and over and over all the time. You see what I'm saying? And you couple that with the diet, you got a recipe for disaster.
It's very interesting. Very interesting.
Personal experience. You know, that's my own personal experience on it. But I would love to see a study on that. I would love to participate on a study on that. Even though I'm retired now.
Yeah.
So you got a little spare time, Nick.
Bill, how much?
That was a good point.
And Bill, how much do you associate and work around the police? I think the police here in Gardner, for example, I think they're very professional, and I'm very thankful for them. And every time I get an opportunity, I tell them so, that I'm thankful for them because they're keeping the crime out, they're keeping the drugs away, they're keeping all the prostitutions out, they're keeping a lot of bad stuff out of our town here. And I'm glad of that so that I could drive back and forth from work at home and the store and whatnot and not worry about any of this crazy stuff.
Shot.
Thank God.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
No, what about them outlawing the thin blue line flag? Did you hear about that?
No, who did that? Who tried to do that?
The police commissioner in L.A. is making it they're trying to make it illegal to post that police support flag because racism. I mean,
would they have problems with racism? I fly that flag on my flagpole in my front yard.
Racism is prominent in the police, so if you support the police, you support by proxy racism. I mean, have you heard anything so ridiculous in your whole life? You know,
that is ridiculous.
I mean, ridiculous things, and it's tough to rank them sometimes. But that's nuts.
I try not to be surprised with anything coming out of California, but I'll be damned if they don't always do something else, man.
You don't want to be damned. You won't be damned. Just lift it up. lift it up in prayer.
You think they reach their limit, and then they just peel back a whole nother layer. I'll be giggered. But anyway, yeah, I heard that on, I don't know if it was Tucker Carlson or I think it might have been him. I see a lot of videos on him online on the phone, and that was one of the ones that they were talking about, banning the thin blue line flag in L.A. County, I think it is.
Well, you know, it's L.A., so I can't carrying on a logical argument against something going on there would just be, you know, like speaking a foreign language.
Are you talking about Lower Alabama?
No,
absolutely not.
No. The thing is, you're right. You can't. I mean, when it comes, from California, you got to take that with a grain of salt. But what they don't understand, people think the police, and you even mentioned it, Don, you think the police protect the good people from the bad people. I have a different, from Tennessee, we take it a different. The police protect the bad people from us. If the police were to just disappear for about a week, we would take care of the crime. They don't realize that. Ban the police, please. We got boys that sit up in trees for 12 hours waiting to shoot something. It blows my mind. I've said it before. I'm not going to call 911 because I doubt you told anybody you was coming to my house in the middle of the night. If you take that kind of perspective from it, that kind of levels the playing field, and they tend to think twice. Oh, Lord. It's been one of those days, gentlemen. You have to forgive me. Ooh.
I'm sending this show to Dr. Sebastian Gorka, and, because he's spoken a little bit about the situation with these five police officers and that situation we were talking about earlier. And from New York, what do you think about this so far? Did I lose you?
Is he still there?
Yeah, he dropped. Okay. But that's okay. Thank you, Colin. Thank you, caller.
These police, now I don't know, where are they from? Are they different races? Or what I heard were they were all the same race?
They are of the same race. Yes.
So I also heard about Antifa riots. Are the Antifa riots that are going on not related to this?
Antifa actually needs a reason to riot. It's just an excuse.
This
one, yeah, obviously there couldn't be, I don't think, unless they've invented new definitions, I don't see how racism could have necessarily played a role in this. But, they're still doing the police brutality. And based on what I've heard, and I'm not close to the situation. I have not researched this thing at all. Based on what I've heard, it sounds like a pretty over the top situation. I mean, it really, really does. We'll see once all the facts come out.
Yeah, it sounds like they stepped over the line.
But it sounds bad. It sounds bad.
Yeah.
I don't see how you could make a racism case out of this thing. And so
you'd be surprised.
Rioting, well, yeah, that's what I was gonna say. They've changed the definition so many times. Who knows? But I think that the protesting is just against police in general, not making claims on racism. I would imagine.
Yeah. Who was it that said next time somebody breaks in your house, call a crackhead? I mean, you got a problem with the police. Next time somebody breaks in your house, you call a crackhead. Don't call the cops, because, you don't like cops.
I'll just call the coroner.
I believe that there is such a thing as police burnout. And I think a lot of the police brutality, you got to look at what these officers, they look at the event. They don't look at anything preceding up to the event. And I'm not just talking about with the suspect. I'm talking about the police themselves. How many calls have this cop been on? What were the nature of those calls? Is this cop basically a victim of his job? There's a movie called Bring Out Your Dead. It's a Nicolas Cage movie, and it's about burnt out paramedics. And you got to wonder, it's, because it is focused on EMS in that video or in that movie, but all EMS, police, fire, rescue. You know, you can tell these people depending on the area. Now, you got some in areas where there's not a whole lot, but in the cities where it's really congested and the crime rates are high, like Chicago, New York, L.A., you're going to get this type of, you know, this type of event because it happens.
It actually is compounded a lot by, and this is, I mean, I think there's a certain amount of irony here when people start saying defund the police and city councils and counties take it upon themselves to do so. What they've actually achieved is fewer people to do the amount of work that more people were supposed to do. So they're actually working more hours, taking more calls, and getting less time off. And we expect
more burned out.
And we expect the problem to get better.
Exactly. There was a study. I can't remember the doctor who did it. I'm sorry. He took like 80 rats and gave them all the food they could possibly need, nice living areas, and the population exploded to about 14, I think it was 1,400. And at that point, even though there was an abundance of food, they pretty much wiped themselves out. They reverted to cannibalism. It got ugly. And he repeated the experiment like 40 times or something like that with the exact same results each time.
Representative Sutton, I've got one word for Shifty Shift and some of these far-left liberals who have been thrown out of the, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, I've got one word for them, and you know what that word, one word is, Bill?
See ya? It's two words, isn't it? I don't know. What's
yeah.
your word?
My one word is where.
Good. I like it. Oh, I'm with you. I remember that movie, what was it?
Where they did the shootout in the OK Corral. Remember that movie? I got the word for you. Bye.
Tombstone.
Bye.
Tombstone.
Tombstone, that was it.
That's it.
Bye.
Tombstone.
Yeah.
And I'm sending all this to now as far as, you know, Tombstone and all of that. But, Bill, I really feel like it's important for us. I'm so thankful that we did get the House of Representatives. And I still feel that, I don't have a problem with Dukakis. I mean, DeSantis. But Trump has got to be our number one guy to run for the presidency. Number one guy. And
I agree with that. Here's my request to all the Republicans who are going to be running, and I have a feeling we're going to have a full field, just like every other year. Here is my request: keep the primary about the issues, folks. Do not turn it into a circular firing squad, where the only person that survives is a moderate, flipping Mitt Romney surviving the primary to go up against the Democrats. Do not do that. Keep it about.
Yeah, we don't need a wino or a rhino.
Yep. Keep it on the policies. Keep it on the issues. Do not make it personal. Do not turn this into a bloodbath on our side. The Dems can just sit across the aisle and giggle at us while we decimate our own troops. Don't do it.
Well, that,
amen.
Exactly. Amen.
I'll tell
and
you
Mike,
what
do you think of that?
Huh?
Well, Mike has been kind of quiet lately. I was just trying to see if what his thought would be on this so far. Mike, you there? Did we put Mike asleep?
We did. He's sound asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a snore half an hour ago.
Okay. I'll tell you, I'm pretty impressed with the Speaker of the House. I got to say,
see Mike.
You know, we might have lost him.
Oh, I see. No, I see him. I see Mike. He may have muted himself. He does that from time to time.
But I mean, he dropped these guys off in intelligence committees, which was phenomenal. I mean, because both of them were compromised. The one, he lies every time he opens his mouth, and the other one's sleeping with a spy. So, they don't need to be anywhere near an intelligence committee. As far as I'm concerned, they shouldn't even be in office. You know?
I agree.
It's not a popularity contest. People need to get away from that. I don't care how popular you are. How secure are you? How good are you at doing this job? And from what I can see, a lot of them ain't worth the time of the day, you know, because they're all about, getting reelected. You want to get reelected? Do your job. I'll vote for you. I'd be happy to vote. I'll sing your praises. But, you know,
Bill, I got another question.
To be held accountable for their actions.
I agree. GOP-led committees plan to issue subpoenas in Biden probes without consulting Democrats. And how do you feel about that one?
We don't need to consult Democrats to issue a subpoena.
Amen.
There is absolutely no reason we
don't have to consult with anyone to issue a subpoena. The subpoena is a fishing license. And if we're going to go fishing, we don't need anyone's permission to go do that. Absolutely not.
Exactly. And I would love to find out what happened in Afghanistan, you know, the whole thing about Afghanistan and the whole thing about that, and giving $86 billion. I mean, you know, I was our UMO representative for my unit. And, I mean, I was responsible for all of our mill vans, our sensitive items. I mean, M1 tanks and Bradleys, railheads, everything, all of our sensitive items, nods from here to from Fort Hood to, California, from Fort Hood to Fort Polk to Iraq and back twice. And, I mean, I was in the air over Iraq for 15, 27 months, making sure that all of our sensitive items was accounted for. And it was big if something came up missing. I mean, a commander could be in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
I think the commander-in-chief should be held accountable for it. And sounds to me like he committed treason.
He did.
I think you can build that case pretty easy.
I just did.
Yep.
As Obama did too. Remember
when Obama pulled out and you saw ISIS pulling in with their trucks and everything? They pulled right up with their truck, got out of their truck, got in our tanks. So Obama did it too, and nobody batted an eye, you know. And now Biden did it. They've been arming the enemy for decades.
Well, President Trump, you know, we're behind you. And if he gets in there again, if President Trump gets in there with a Republican-controlled House, and then we do get the Senate, hopefully. If we could get a if we were able to get all of that, then maybe we could get some justice. I mean, the JOD and all of this.
Don, he has to clean up the DOJ.
Exactly.
The FBI, the CIA, they need to be, what?
You mean empty, right? Empty
yeah.
The DOJ. Good.
Yeah. Well,
I agree
now
with
there
that.
Are agents that are the field agents. I think do their job. It's the higher echelon that are corrupt. You know,
well,
there are a lot of good field agents out there. A bunch of them are corrupt.
I'm
going to read Operation Vampire Killer 2000 to find out why. But, yeah, you know, the DOJ needs to be corrected, you know, because you get the House, the Senate, and the presidency squared away. We control all of them. If the DOJ is still corrupt, they're not going to be – they don't really have any teeth at that point. You know, they can call you in and subpoena you and everything, and you just give your little speech and everything like that, and you walk off and go to dinner. No, no, no. There should be somebody there with handcuffs. You see what I'm saying?
I agree with you. I would go one step further. I would say that everyone with a manager title or higher in the DOJ, NSA, FBI, CIA, or even IRS, oh, wait, ATF, get them the hell out. Fire every one of them.
Yeah. Everyone.
We'll start over.
Yep.
Yeah, wait, we'll start
I'm
over.
I'm sure there are a lot of field agents
sure
that are itching for
I say start over. I say perhaps because I'm not sure all those agencies are even necessary.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
not.
Bureaucracy. When you
yep.
create a bureaucracy, you just create something more to feed, like a mouth to feed. That's what you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's where – and money just goes down to – it's trashed out.
And
the
and
FBI
power
can be reduced to a communication center. Every state has their own internal, like in Tennessee, it's the TBI, Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. So if the FBI
yep.
became a switchboard, Tennessee could talk to Ohio, to Kansas. They could communicate, boom, boom, boom. There you go. You know, it should be an archive and communication center. They don't need agents.
The FBI is now Sarah from Lassie.
Wow.
Sarah, get me Kansas. Click. That's funny. I like it.
Well, you know, Don, the
now
next time
are,
you
Mike.
Hear a politician, the next time you hear a politician use the word billion in casual conversation, think about whether you want the politician spending your tax money. A billion is a difficult
exactly.
number to comprehend. But an advertising agency did a good job of putting that figure into some perspective in one of its releases. Here's what they said. A billion seconds ago, it was 1959. A billion minutes ago, Christ was on earth. A billion hours ago, man had not yet appeared. A billion days ago, no one walked on earth with 2 feet. $1 billion ago was only 8 hours and 20 minutes at the rate our government spends it.
8 hours and 20 minutes.
Amen to that.
Hell yeah.
That's
yeah.
Wild. That's awesome, Mike.
You know, I bought a new computer today. Mine was like, my laptop was like 6 years old, and it had been you know, patched and plugged and try to keep that thing running, but it just wasn't doing the job anymore. So I bought a new computer today. The numbers that they've come up with for memory on these things almost sounds like it could be the Fed.
Wow.
I mean, they've got gigabytes like given away like candy. They're talking in terabytes now. I'm hoping that
yeah.
that the Fed is no longer going, is not going to be going quite that far, but it sure as hell looks like we might be trying. Teradollars.
Oh, yeah.
Can you
yeah.
imagine that? Teradollars? That's a thousand gigadollars. I don't know. I quite honestly, I don't know what a gigadollar would be. I don't have a clue.
I have no idea.
A
Yeah, I imagine it would be.
$1 million would be $1,000.
Oh no, it'd be a lot more than 1,000. It'd be 1,000, maybe 1,000 trillion.
Giga is billion.
Is billion?
Billion.
Terabyte would be trillion.
Oh heck,
right.
We're already up in those in that level then.
Oh yeah.
I did not think the Fed was keeping up with the computer industry, but yes, I guess we are.
Yeah.
How much memory do you have on your new computer?
I've got on the new one, I've got 512 gigs of RAM and 1 terabyte of a hard drive.
You got a terabyte hard drive. That's what they're coming out with.
Then I have a 2 terabyte external hard drive.
I have a suitcase full of those.
Oh,
they're
yeah?
full of movies. And yeah, I've got like 70,000 movies.
Holy
that
cow.
I collected over
wow.
a 10-year period.
That's a lot of
and
movies.
And over 100,000 books and some other stuff.
Wow. See, I don't do anything like that. I save budgets and newsletters. The budget's
well, you know,
expensive.
It's a good thing. You know, the power goes out. You got enough battery, you can throw a movie on to entertain everybody.
Oh, that's the other thing on this one. The new computer I got, 10 and a half hours of battery power. Holy
nice.
Cow. I love that. The one I had like 10 and a half minutes left. You know, it could be filled, but then 10 minutes after I unplug it, it's dying. It could be
yeah.
maybe a little more. But this thing is, it's smaller, it's lighter, and holy cow, it can do anything. Well, anything
there
I want to
go,
do.
There you go, man.
And all I had to do was pay for it.
Well, yeah, that helps. Oh,
that's funny.
Funny how that works, right?
Yeah. Yes, indeed. So we got all the problems solved in the country. We're going to move on to other countries now, or we what do we got in mind?
Well, now that you mention it, you know, you heard that Biden is wanting to send some of our tanks over there to the Ukraine, and I don't know.
I hope the House shoots that down.
I'm a little curious. It doesn't fit the pattern. Biden seems to be very excited to send cash because it gets laundered and sent back to him. I'm not sure how they're going to turn those tanks into cash for him.
They sell the tanks.
Oh.
Well, they were lost in battle.
Okay.
Hey, you know, I heard a report the other day.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, but I heard this report the other day. They were looking for these documents in Hunter Biden's apartment that belonged to Joe Biden. Hunter Biden paid rent to his father. The rent was $50,000 a month.
To the big guy.
That seems a bit expensive unless that's how you want to get the money to the big guy.
That's it. That's exactly how you.
Because they don't examine excessive rent unless the tenant complains. So.
Yep. He's not complaining. He knows he's.
Yeah.
He owes that money. That's the 10% to the big guy.
Yep. But you know they don't check into that.
Yeah, this whole thing, guys. If I wasn't cynical before, just do it.
Hey, did you ever get a chance to read that publication or find it?
You're going to have to hum a few more bars for me.
The Operation Vampire Killer 2000.
Oh, no. I have that on my list. I haven't gotten to it yet, though. No.
Yeah, that's a really good publication.
Yeah, that is.
You need to get my number from Don and give me a call.
I will do that. I meant to get it last week.
You know,
I didn't do it.
You know, there's something here that another issue that I'm dealing with that just like I was earlier. Here's Representative James Comer, who chairs the powerful House of Oversight Committee, said on Newsmax. He said on Newsmax Friday that there will be a committee that's going to hold hearings on DirecTV's cancellation of its contract to air Newsmax. And I called DirecTV about that because my wife and I are, you know, solid supporters of Newsmax. And we want, I said, if you're going to get rid of something, get rid of CNN, you know. But, you know, I just think it's interesting because I was wondering about that, and I'm just seeing this right here. So, Comer said he spoke. Yeah. Well, Comer said that he spoke with Newsmax CEO Christopher Ruddy, and so this whole thing, and it's not just in the rural district in Kentucky, but it's here in Kansas where I'm at. And my wife and I, we were trying to get Newsmax yesterday, and all we got was the, you know, whatever. So, and I called them, and I was, you know, we were fuming. And they were saying, well, it's all in the contract and negotiations and whatnot. But apparently it's more than that, because when you got the House Oversight Committee going to be looking into it, then maybe that'll get some responses very quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're trying to silence conservatives.
Contract issue when they canceled OAN just, 6 months ago? 5 months ago?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, they're trying to silence
looks like a pattern to me.
Conservatives. Yeah.
You bet.
Exactly.
Well,
you know, so.
We should ask Elon to buy them.
Yeah, no kidding. I think he should buy CNN.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Well, here's
he can Comer turn said, that into a moneymaker. He can
Comer
turn
said
CNN
direct
into making money. Because they've been losing.
Well, Comer said that DirecTV's actions are concerning for the whole issue of free speech. And I agree 100%.
I do too. I do too. Isn't that funny?
In fact, former President Donald Trump earlier also called AT&T's DirecTV's canceling of Newsmax disgusting.
Disgusting.
And so,
hell yeah. Very nice.
Very nice.
I agree.
So, I've been sending this out to everybody that is political. I mean, Laurel Ingraham, I sent it to her. Sean Hannity, I sent this out to him. I sent it to Sebastian Gorka. You know, anyone else I could think of. So, anyone more. So, and President Trump, I sent it to him via code Jake. Jake knows who he is, and President Trump knows who Jake is too. Jake is awesome. He's like a one of my own, you know. He's a young man now, and he's awesome. He's from England. I'll give you that much. He's from England, and that's where my son is.
Yeah.
My son Jason is in England too, doing the CMA.
Somewhere along the line, we gave these companies the power to dictate what point of view we'll be allowed to listen to or watch.
Well, I called them up, and I mean, you know, we were thinking about my wife. She was serious about going to Dish, because Dish hasn't had this problem. But I don't know. I mean, right now. But if I was kind of a wait and see to see what's going to happen here. Now that I see what's going here with the House of Representatives going after this, and President Trump is already calling on it, and so it's getting a lot of play on it. So, you know, AT&T, yeah, and yeah. So, well, we are at that time, guys. Representative Sutton, do you happen to have any last things that you would like to say before next week, before next time, next show? Do you have any thoughts?
Well, not really. I mean, we're just kind of an update from the Kansas legislature. We've got our table set pretty effectively for the session. So, and you know,
okay.
whenever you start a new biennium, you really it looks like nothing's happening because there's nothing in the pipeline. You're starting from scratch, you know. And so we have a lot of informational hearings, a lot of bill submissions, but very few bill hearings and that sort of thing. This week we got the rules passed for how we handle bills and how the House and the Senate conduct their business. We got those rules passed, and
good.
And so we're off to the races now. A couple of things that changed. We kept PAYGO in place, which is fantastic, really. In fact, we even broadened it out a little bit. For those of you who aren't familiar with it, it's a budgeting and appropriations issue, meaning that if you bring up an amendment on the floor to spend more money, you have to take it from somewhere else in the budget. All right. Our budget has to be neutral. It has to be revenue neutral once we get to the floor. And that's once upon a time it was only if we had we were real tight on the budget. Now we've expanded that so that even if we have all the cash reserves on the planet, you still have to take it from somewhere else in the budget. You still just can't start throwing money at the budget on the floor.
God, so, that is amazing.
Yeah, it's a solid deal. I mean, it's awfully wonky. When you try to describe it, people are looking at you like you're a moron. But I know it's a little technical, but
that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it does.
I wish the rest of them thought that way.
I agree.
Have you heard anything about this? They lifted the deal where they're forcing the soldiers to get the shots, but they're not going retroactive. So all the ones that were forced out of the military are basically screwed. Have
Correct.
You heard about that?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. And my son was one of the first ones getting the jab because he's a medic. So he had to give it out, you know, and so he had to get it. And so, that was a big deal. We were paying pretty close attention to that thing.
And you know what they found? What they're saying now is that what that jab does is it is a cause of stroke.
Yep.
It's a bioweapon and it causes a stroke. And how do you think I got my stroke? Because of that jab.
Exactly.
That's how I got mine.
They came out and said they did no human trials. They did no human trials. Or no trials at all. They did no trials.
Well,
they knew it was a bioweapon from the jump start.
They did a trial.
Blood clots.
They did a trial.
Blood clots.
It was a giant one.
Yeah.
It was a giant
It causes blood, blood clots.
Yep.
I had
blood
a blood
clots,
clot that...
It causes,
yes.
It causes blood clot. Yeah.
This blood clot went through my left ventricle, and from my left ventricle, it went into my brain. That's where this went to, and in fact, my neurology doctor told me this last week, my wife and I sat in there, and he said that he was amazed at how well I'm doing with where that injury hit me, my everything in my brain. So I'm so thankful. And my doctor, my family doctor.
For you, Dad.
He does, and we're working it.
He does.
You know, the Virgin Mary wants me for the long haul.
What happens with that shot is those spike proteins start replicating, and you get an autoimmune response. That is your immune system attacking the organs. In the blood system, it causes clots. In the heart, it causes inflammation to the heart muscle. You know,
well, it causes so many things. So many things.
It's causing infertility, and you know, yeah, it's a bioweapon. They knew it was a bioweapon. It was funded by a man who, his own admission, stated he wanted to reduce the Earth's population by 30% through vaccines and birth control, and he funded the vaccine. Bill Gates should be charged with crimes against humanity, along with everybody who's involved with the implementation, distribution, and creation of the COVID vaccine and test. We need a new Nuremberg trial. It is shameful. Millions of people are going to die. Oh, sorry.
I'm with you, and there's so much more to that than you know. That I have become aware of, and more on that as time goes on, as that I get that information out. So, on what you're talking about, Bill Gates, and my wife and I watched this. It's a bad situation, and how
I can guarantee you that Fauci, the Clintons, the Obamas, all of them.
You got it.
You know, and I hate to say it. But all those involved in the manufacturing, distribution, and implementation of those bioweapons should be held accountable. You know, they knew it was that. They knew it was poison. Every one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, and I agree. And that will be something that we will be coming out forthcoming. As soon as we get the opportunity, because it's going to come out. It's coming out already. So,
oh, yeah.
But we'll...
Did you follow through on that?
And I mean, we have... I have actually...
They give you a free test. The hospital gets paid for giving the test. If it's positive, they get paid more. If they put you on drugs, it gets paid more. If they put you on ventilator... Sorry.
I've got personal testimony, from a witness who actually saw Bill Gates and involved in witchcraft in high satanic realms. So, but that's more on that.
Yeah, I don't doubt.
All right, well, Bill.
The Legion of Doom, man. They're the Legion of Doom.
Now, tomorrow night,
that cartoon?
Tomorrow night, we've got a Journey with Mary. I'm not sure if I'm going to be there tomorrow night, but John Carpenter should be. So you two, Doc and Mike, and of course, I'm not sure if I'm going to be there myself, but that's tomorrow night, Journey with Mary. And that's awesome. That's awesome. So, well, Bill, you got any last words? Oh, wait a minute. Bill? Yeah, there you go, Bill. You got any last words?
Did you actually have me muted? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm muting myself, too, or getting ready to. So I'm muting, getting us ready for the end.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Yeah, no, I've got nothing to add on this. I think we had a pretty robust discussion here this evening.
Oh, we did. And I want to thank our caller from New York, and I want to call thank you, Mike, for all your contribution, and Doc, all your contribution, and so we are at that time. So God bless you all, and. I got two words for everybody out there. Go Chiefs!
Go Chiefs. Hell yeah.
Amen.
Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, join John Carpenter for A Journey with Mary, an in-depth look at some of the many places Our Lady has been throughout the world since 40 A.D. Came from the Catholic Defender Radio Network. That's Journey with Mary, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, Sunday nights on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.